Welcome to the How to Win at Life podcast. My name is Toby Strong, and I'm going to give you maximum value in the shortest possible time to help you win at life. Here we go. I first started experimenting with cold therapy a few years ago. I was going through this really stressful time in my life, and when this happens, I tend to experiment with a lot of new things to try and change the situation instead of just waiting for the situation to change around me. And one of the experiments I ran was switching up my morning routine. Instead of going for a walk or a run or a bike ride, each of which I'd tried for a few weeks, I decided to try throwing myself into the ocean at 5:30 in the morning while it was still dark and during the middle of winter. Now, luckily, I live down near the beach, so there wasn't a huge amount of friction getting there. And strangely, I didn't actually mind throwing myself into the cold ocean either. It sort of made me feel like a warrior as I charged in there, and I love that feeling. But the variables of being out in nature created the most friction with this experience. And for me, those variables are wind and seaweed. And there's rain as well, but that's not so bad because I'm already getting wet, so that's no biggie. But for some reason, my area of beach attracts a lot of seaweed, which for the most part is manageable. But I remember a few days there'd been mountains of seaweed that I had to climb over to get to the water, and these were literally as high as me. And that wasn't even the worst part. What was even worse was actually getting into the ocean that had this weird, thick texture to it, which I can't even really describe apart from it just being half water and half seaweed, and it was horrible. But the worst variable of all was actually the wind. I remember multiple times being in the freezing cold ocean, but not wanting to get out because being in the wind was even worse. But even dealing with all of this, I still felt absolutely amazing for the rest of the day, every day that I did this. And all the hardcore stress and anxiety that I was dealing with at the time, that was truly horrible. I couldn't switch my brain off, and I wasn't sleeping well. I lost my appetite, and I was losing weight rapidly. But this experience just seemed to just wash all of that away, and I was starting my days refreshed and rejuvenated and calmer, and I didn't want to give that up. So as I often do, I referred back to the 80-20 principle and asked myself, how do I get 80% of the outcome with 20% of the effort? And the simple answer was switching to a cold shower instead of throwing myself into the ocean, just to eliminate those variables. And so that's what I did, and it worked. I would put the shower on full cold, set a 5-minute timer to stop myself from getting out early, and then just jump in there. I always found it easier to cut my hands and splash my face with a bit of water first because we're sort of used to that and it's a bit refreshing. And then I would put my head under for a few seconds and then the rest of the body after that. And once this part's over, the rest is actually pretty easy. For some reason, I never really liked washing my hair and washing my body with soap in the cold water. So I did all of this in the evening in a warm shower. And this session was just all about the cold therapy. But to be honest, I never really understood exactly what it was doing to my body. I just knew that I felt better afterwards. It's easy enough to Google. There's a huge list of benefits to cold therapy, including reducing inflammation and sore muscles, and speeding up metabolism, and improving quality of sleep, higher energy levels, and even improving immune response. But I trust how things make me feel more than I trust Google results, so I kept with it based on this alone. But the issue with this was that once that really stressful period of my life was over, I wasn't really clear on why I was doing it anymore. And so I stopped. And then when things got really stressful again, then I reintroduced it for a few months. And then I would be on and off like this for a few years. I found myself doing it more in the summer when it's a bit easier, and then questioning it more in the winter when it's more of a challenge. And this worked fine. Sometimes it's good to have tools that we only use as needed. But recently I was listening to episode 1958 of Joe Rogan with Andrew Huberman, and Andrew mentioned something along the lines of just 2 minutes of cold therapy causes a release of dopamine, which is noticeable in most people for the following 3 to 6 hours. After hearing this, it finally clicked in my brain and it became clear why I should actually be doing this on a more regular basis. So I've reintroduced it again, and this time I intend to do it permanently, but a little bit different. So I want to get the maximum impact with the minimal effort. So now I'm setting a 2-minute timer, and because that's just enough to get the dopamine release, so why do more than that? And now I'm starting with a hot shower and just switching it to cold for the last 2 minutes, because this is more enjoyable than a cold shower the entire time. Also, for that entire 2 minutes of the cold shower, I'm imagining dopamine being released in my body, and the cold water is the thing releasing it within me. And for some reason, this visualization makes it a more enjoyable experience, while also reminding me of exactly why I'm doing it. And from the moment I step out of that shower for the next few hours, I feel absolutely amazing. I'm just on top of the world. Now, I'll be the first to admit part of this may be a placebo, because I'm convincing myself that dopamine is being released. That's actually causing me to be in a better mood. But at the end of the day, if I feel great, that's all that really matters. And then I had the opposite experience over the weekend. It was a miserable, cold, windy, rainy day outside. And it was the weekend, so I told myself that I didn't actually need a dopamine release as much on the weekend. So why not just enjoy a nice hot shower without the cold at the end? And so I did, and it was nice while I was in there. But then I got out and I just felt completely lethargic and felt like it had zapped all of my energy. And I felt this way for about an hour. And so I actually jumped back into the shower and had my 2 minutes of cold, which made me feel great again. Like I said, the placebo effect may be amplifying this for me, or maybe some of the positives might just be specific to me. We're all different and things impact us in different ways. But hopefully my experience with cold showers will at least spark your curiosity to experiment with it if you haven't already, and find out for yourself if it's worth introducing to your life. But beyond just the cold shower, what this experience really reminded me about is the power of getting really clear on why we do what we do. I think far too often that we sort of fall into things based on what our friends are doing or what we see on social media or things that we think are going to make us happy without truly understanding the why behind it. And if you want to explore this further, there's a great book called Start With Why by Simon Sinek, and I've included a link in the show notes. And it's a bit more of a business book, but it has helped me massively in my personal life as well. So if you check it out, enjoy and be well. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, then why not share it with a friend and subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss the next one.